Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm here with Susan Weibel with the North Louisiana Quilt Guild. Welcome.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Good to see you today. Y'all have a big quilt show coming up we're going to talk about, but I want to ask a little bit about quilting, and you brought some beautiful examples with you today.
Thank you. What do you want to know?
Well, I'm just curious about the hobby of quilting. How are things going in the quilting world?
Things are going great in the quilting world. The Renaissance of quilting in the United States started in 1776. It was the 1976. It was the bicentennial, and people were looking back on our history. And one of the things that we looked at was quilting. And so people had a renewed interest in quilting, and we really started doing a lot of quilting then. But it was very basic. My first quilt, I used patterns that I cut out of cereal boxes and drew around and cut out with scissors. Now we have so many more tools and techniques and equipment that make it so much easier. And we really have a lot of quilters in this country and internationally even. The Quilters Guild was started 45 years ago, and it's one of the longest continuing guilds in Louisiana. And we have about 150 members, and we get new members after every quilt show because our philosophy is we want to share the art and the skill of quilting with others. We don't judge the work of others. We don't want someone to come in and go, I couldn't do that. I go to quilt shows and go, I could never do that. But we have quilts on all levels of all patterns, all colors, and someone will see it and go, I think I can do that, because a nine patch is a nine patch is a nine patch. So they ask someone and we'll say, oh, we have shops that offer lessons, you can come to our chapter meetings, someone will help you, call and we'll help. And worldwide, it is a multi-billion dollar business.
I want to ask a little bit, we're coming up on America's 250th birthday.
Absolutely.
I live in an old house. My house is 100 something years old. 150 years ago, 100 years ago, we didn't have electricity, you know, you didn't have heat, you didn't have cooling. When did we go from quilts being sort of a utilitarian thing and it kept you warm? And we had probably had ugly quilts back then, but they kept you warm. When did we go to beautiful works of art?
Well, actually, that was probably during the Renaissance of quilting. Our forefathers, foremothers, made quilts for utility, to keep them warm, to cover their children, to sleep on, and they made it out of the fabrics they had available. And of course, they had plant dyes and all of the natural dyes, which did not hold up well, and they weren't particularly bright and vibrant. And then we came into the industrial age, and with the machines and the plants, they started making blankets, quilts, coverlets by machine that cost much less. Although during the Depression, many of the flour companies, the sugar companies, the meal companies, packaged their product in fabric bags, and they had different prints, and every year there would be different prints. So a mother could buy, you know she could find several pieces to pull the threads out and make clothes for her children or make quilts.
Never thought about buying flour based on what the bag looked like so you could think about what clothes you wanted
sure,
to make.
Absolutely, and they did. And there will be a number of quilts at our quilt show of the 30s and 40s bags and reproduction fabrics. And then the bicentennial came along, and we started looking at it, and we started going back to it. And as more and more people got involved, we had more tools. We had more designers. We have the wonderful designers that we have now, like this is Kay Fassett. This is a scrap quilt that has just from any number of things just thrown here all together. And then, of course, we have our red, white, and blue quilt. And because this is the 250th, one of the things that our guild has chosen to do is we have four chapters, and each chapter has made quilts to give to one of our veterans through the Quilts of Valor program to recognize them for their service to our country. And they will be on display at the quilt show as well.
Susan Weibel with us, the North Louisiana Quilt Guild. And let's talk about that show coming up February 27th and 28th, mm-hmm. 9 to 5 on that Friday, 9 to 4 on the Saturday. I've never been to a quilt show. What am I going to see?
You're going to walk in, and in the lobby, you're going to see quilts hanging. And you're going to see people talking about quilting. And then when you go in, we have them all up and down rows, hanging. There's a description of the quilt attached to each quilt to let you know who the quilter is, if there was another person who did the actual putting together, quilting that, and a story about the quilt. And like, for instance, this quilt is called Crystal Ship. You'll read all about it when you go and see it at the quilt show. But it's special to me, and that's why I named it that. And you will see art quilts. You will see applique quilts that will just knock your socks off. You will see the quilts that remind you of going to your grandmother's in the summer and spreading out all the cold quilts on the porch and all the kids sleeping on the quilts on the sleeping porch. You will see fabrics and just all sorts of imagination on display. And that's what we want to do. And if you see something and you go, wow, I'd like to make that, ask someone and we can point you in the direction, because we have a number of vendors there who have fabrics and tools and kits and can help you get started, as can our guild members.
Susan, we're out of time. I need to tell folks that they can find out more about y'all by visiting our website, kedm.org. Again, the North Louisiana Quilt Guild Show, February 27th and 28th. It's going to be at the West Monroe Convention Center that Friday and Saturday.
Absolutely.
Find out more, share this video with your friends at kedm.org.